Time for Jared and Katie's shower songs. This is episode 12. It all started a few months ago, and Katie's like, I sound better in the shower. We're like, all right, bring it in. And then we all were like, if you do it, we'll do it. And it's become a thing.
I think you guys were a little surprised by how great I sounded.
Yeah. Sounded a lot better.
Well, I mean, it's better only because the reverb and like the warm water warms up my vocal cords.
Yeah.
But that's it.
And and so, Jason, is your shower song in here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had to go upstairs in the building and use our owner's private shower.
Okay.
Because
you were getting naked in the owner's office? Ew.
Well, the problem is I have so many people at the house right
now
that I would have woke everybody up.
Mm-hmm.
Then yesterday they were at the house.
I got you.
During the Botox party, I didn't want to be singing, but I sang.
Plus, also, I think you like a little bit getting naked in the owner's office.
Yeah. It's a turn on.
Right.
I mean, how do you think Jason's done so well here?
I know. Watering plants and getting naked upstairs.
The owner's office has a lot of cups on the sink.
Mm.
It is odd we have a shower in this office building, but we'll take it.
But we do.
And it used to be a bank, so that still doesn't make sense.
It makes no sense.
It wasn't like this was a hotel or something at one point.
I also thought at one point, did it used to be a dental office?
I don't know.
It used to be?
Maybe.
I mean, that still doesn't make sense why you have a shower here. I thought maybe for half a second it used to be a dental office.
I can see
maybe
with
not.
The way that the rooms are down here, they have a couple things going on.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, but it's a bank.
I know, but you know, they use banks or they use buildings all over. We're a radio station in a bank.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, I'll do mine first.
All right.
And this song stuck in my head. It doesn't make sense. It is what it is.
A scrub is a guy that thinks he's lying, also known as a buster. Oh, talking about what he wants and sits on his broke ass. No, no.
What, Katie?
Didn't you just do that last week, Katie?
No. Katie wasn't here last week.
Oh, wasn't here last week.
Or the week before.
Play my shower song.
Can I finish mine?
Yeah, no.
I don't want your number, no.
I would have no way. No, I have no way of knowing your song.
Oh, you did a different TLC.
No,
we did the same one?
I don't want no scrum.
And you know why I did this song?
Why?
It's a song I played last night, Music Bingo. Like, I love this song.
Sound
good.
I don't want no scrum. Scrub is a guy can't get no love from me. Hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me.
No, I had no.
It is odd because you're singing about
a guy
not wanting scrubs.
And I don't want scrubs either as a female.
No way.
Yeah, but
no way.
That is, so you did the same
one?
No way.
Yeah.
Scrub is a guy.
No
way.
Also known as a buster.
Yours is better.
Always talking about what he wants and just sits on his broke ass. So, no, I don't want
to. Scrub is a guy that's
getting no love from me. Hanging at the bus and
that's hilarious.
Trying to holler at me. And I know that he cannot approach me.
Because
I'm looking like glass and he's looking like trash. Can't get with it. Big ass.
I ran out of breath. Were we singing that song recently?
No.
Just think of the connection you just had with Jared.
Sick.
In the shower.
I was singing in the office this morning. I did like one line. I was like, ooh, don't do that.
No, mine, I recorded like 5 weeks ago.
Oh, no. I don't ever listen to the song.
Yeah, no, I don't know how. That's so
that
random.
Is very weird. Let's just play the same.
So weird.
Let's play them both at the same time. I know they won't start at the same time.
Who copied who? There's going to be a lawsuit.
Like a round. Wow.
You know,
my
somebody,
God.
If somebody just tuned in, they might think you were doing it together in the shower.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. We were.
Yeah.
It was out of 10.
I could see Jared lathering Katie up.
No.
She asked me to.
Stop it.
Yeah.
That makes me feel uncomfortable for a million different reasons, but mostly because it shows that our brain is kind of in the same spot, and I don't like it.
That's more devastating than him levering you up.
She's becoming more like me and Jason every day.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, you are.
No, I am so. As a matter of fact, I think it's the opposite. I'm like, how are these guys? I'm going to be different.
Yeah, and you're like, but the patriotism's been shooting through you and all that.
You know, Jerry, she's saying no scrubs, and you saying no scrubs, which is basically probably a woman singing to a guy. The comeback to that song that you could have sang was a song called No Pigeons.
Is there really?
Yeah, it's not as catchy.
We played it
on the air years and years ago at my other radio station I worked at. I mean, it was We played him like a big rotation.
Yeah, I don't know. I of course love the TLC version so.
Oh, I love
like,
it.
Just yeah, the fact I do. That they did it first, and it you know.
Right, but it's a comeback for you know these women that are insane.
Okay.
Well, and then the trivia on a little bit of TLC is the song "Waterfalls."
Yeah.
No waterfalls.
Waterfalls. Yeah.
Was at the time the most expensive music video. It was like $50 million. It was something crazy in the 90s.
And do you know that is of all the TLC songs, because that was one of the very first CDs I ever bought.
Yeah.
I think I'm still paying it off because I joined the Columbia House, whatever, where you've got a million CDs for a penny. That is, Waterfalls is my least favorite song that TLC does. Yeah. Red Light Special is one of my favorites.
Oh, the TLC is great.
Pretty is mine.
I'm Pretty.
That's a good one.
Is that on their sexy?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think No Scrubs is my favorite.
It's a good one.
Yeah. All right. And then we have Matt has his son Wyatt did a bunch of songs.
Did he sing No Scrubs?
He did.
By chance.
Play it. No Scrubs. All right. Here's Wyatt's shower song.
People there, that will be a lost and found. And you'll go by the way.
Hey.
Dude comes with the energy, boy.
It does.
He's into it.
And Jason did the same song.
Is he always thinking about Christmas, Matt?
No, it's just one of the ones that he knows that he had, I guess at the time we recorded it, it only been like a month or so since Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it was just still fresh on his mind.
You know what's really weird? When I listen to Wyatt sing, somehow I hear your wife's voice or
really?
The way she speaks. I hear him.
Like the country?
But, no, I don't know. I don't know.
Jingle bells, rabbit smells, robin laid eggs. That will be a lost and found if you'll go God away.
I don't hear
it. Maybe it's the energy. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe. Because they sing a lot together. Uh-huh. So maybe he's just like mimicking the way that she does it.
I think maybe that's it.
Maybe so. All right. Here's Jason Goodman's shower song this week.
Love made us lose our minds, but I could never let you go. Oh, no, we made it. Left each other on the way to another love.
No idea.
Looks like we made it.
I can't believe Katie doesn't know.
For I thought so till today, until you were there everywhere.
You're going for it, though.
And all I could taste was love because we made it.
It was in honor because Barry Manilow is coming, and that's his probably second biggest song of all time.
Looks like we made it.
You know it.
I know the words. I'm trying to hear the song.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a duet. It's just him.
No, it's just him.
Jared can confirm I had no idea what the song was, because normally I put the title.
Yeah.
What did I put, Jared?
Question mark.
I know it.
I don't know.
I'm leaving the question mark.
Me too. You put two question marks.
Yeah.
Okay, I've heard that.
Yeah, that part.
Yeah.